The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears and rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, we're back!
Yay!
There's no holidays, right? Huh?
There's no holidays, right?
Well, I don't
in the foreseeable
so.
Future that we have to take off because of other people's shit.
Yeah, what a rain delay. 40 days, 40 nights. Holy shit.
That's kind of the shit we need, though.
Yeah. I'm looking for that one.
Yeah.
There's an arc in the parking lot that smells to high heaven. Oh, my God. Gotta love Dan St. Paul jokes. So, all right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk the normal stuff. Biden, Trump, Ukraine, baby formula. Apparently, Roe versus Wade has been in the news. Norm MacDonald will talk about much more. Top 10 list this week. Celebrities you want to shoot into space. Yes, it's all of them.
This was a hard list because I was like, all of them.
How do I narrow this to 10? Yes. And of course, we will answer your listener questions. Wow, a lot's happened in 2 weeks.
It has.
Yeah, it's...
Get water.
Yes.
Get canned goods.
Like we've been telling you for 5 years.
Yeah, take your money out of your bank accounts.
Yes, before they do it for you.
Yeah, it's...
And send it to me. So, I mean, what?
Yeah, no.
All right, let's start with TV news this week. First thing here, it looks like we're getting another spinoff from Suicide Squad. Viola Davis is getting her own Amanda Waller show. HBO Max. So
you know who would have been the perfect Amanda Waller?
CCH Pounder.
I don't want to talk about it.
I know it. Viola Davis is good. I can't lie. She's good in the role, but CCH Pounder is Amanda Waller. That's been the artists and the writers have said that's who they based it on.
Yeah,
so
that would have been. Yeah.
I think she was doing NCIS Quantum Leap.
I know. That's really the only reason I watch it is because of her and Dr. Sam Beckett.
That's right.
That's it. So, that's the only reason I watch that show.
Yeah. Next thing here. Hey, Dave Chappelle. You know him. Funny guy.
He is?
Yes. He was attacked on stage in Los Angeles by an insane person who had a gun knife. Apparently it looked like a gun, but it was actually a knife. Tackled him and all this stuff. But since Los Angeles is so weak on crime, prosecutors came out and said they're only charging the guy with misdemeanors.
Yeah, that's it.
No felonies. Chappelle came out and said that's bullshit. Joe Rogan said that's bullshit. This is why nobody trusts the government in California and prosecutors in L.A. because you're so weak on crime.
Have you ever heard him rant about the trannies?
Which one?
Chappelle.
Oh, yeah.
His stand-up. He made fun of white people more than he made fun of being trans.
Yeah. But you can't mention them at all or you get attacked.
Right. Literally, they attacked him for it.
Yeah. So.
Where he made fun of white people more.
Right.
The dude is a straight-up racist, but, you know, saying tranny, God, they're going to come after me.
Right. That's, yeah.
I got 410 flavored. Never mind. Keep going.
Speaking of Quantum Leap, NBC has given a go-ahead series order to the reboot.
No.
Main lead will be an Asian guy, Vince.
No.
But he will not be Sam Beckett. This is a completely new character.
So he's retarded?
He does not look in the mirror and goes, I'm retarded.
No, just made him that way at the beginning.
But this takes place after the original series, so...
But why?
I don't know. There's so many why the hell did they do that this week in TV news. It's hilarious.
But why? Because
because they don't want to take a chance on new ideas being good. They want to go, if people remember the Quantum Leap name, let's cash in on that.
Everything reset at the end.
Yeah.
What's his name? Didn't lose his wife. I don't.
Yeah. I know.
I don't.
That's why I bought you the series.
I'm tired of this shit.
Fred Savage fired from his position as executive producer on the Wonder Years reboot after accusations of inappropriate conduct. Apparently, the allegations were made last fall. ABC investigated. The allegations include both verbal outbursts and inappropriate behavior.
Really?
I guess.
He's in the tribe, though, right?
Probably.
Yeah, he didn't get a pass.
So now you can't even tell an actor they did a bad job without going, oh, that's inappropriate, you're fired.
Is that why?
I don't know. They came after Bill Murray because he tried to make a joke that some black woman on set didn't find funny, and then that production got shut down, and now Fred Savage is fired, and Frank Langella got fired. And this is why nobody watches shit anymore.
I don't watch shit anymore.
You know what people aren't really going to watch anymore? Doctor Who!
Dr. Spook. Oh.
He had one job. Russell T. Davies had one job. Cast the right doctor.
Look, Noel Fielding. Yeah?
Yes.
Or Joanna Lumley.
And Craig Ferguson.
Craig Ferguson. Holy shit.
Those were your three. They cast sex education star Nkuti Gatwa.
I know that guy's nickname.
Apparently, the first episode of the new Doctor Who, he's on the search for a Coca-Cola bottle.
No shit. He's trying to take it back.
And I don't know who's going to get that joke, but if you do, I love you.
It just caused so many problems.
Please go watch The Gods Must Be Crazy.
Just do it. It's going to be in a loincloth. Tell me it's going to be in a loincloth.
I don't know. But yeah, so there's your new doctor. That's well, you thought Star Wars killed the franchise. Oof.
Yeah.
All right. We had the story about how CW canceled Batwoman and Legends of Tomorrow. Well, that ain't all they canceled. They got rid of the DC heroine show Naomi. They've also canceled the reboots of The 4400, Charmed, and Roswell, and Dynasty.
Charmed was still on?
They rebooted it. So
yeah, I know. That's why it was still on?
I guess. The biggest factor appears to be the CW. We told you months ago that they're up for sale. It looks like they're going to be sold to Nexstar Station Group. If that happens, Nexstar is expected to significantly cut back on CW's scripted content. Many of the cancellations this week were low performers compared to other shows on other networks. So, bad ratings, get cut.
I used to like watching that shit, and it just turned into bullshit.
Yeah, also cut, CBS has cut Be Positive, Good Sam, How We Roll, and Magnum P.I. is gone.
Good.
Which apparently took the cast and producers by surprise. Because it was one of CBS's, I guess, better rated shows, not called NCIS. So.
Really?
Apparently.
There's something about not wanting to see Magnum fuck Higgins.
That's it. Right there.
I can't get that out of my head.
Yeah. But CW did go ahead and order Gotham Knights, the series that takes place after Batman is dead. Alongside that, the prequel to Walker, called Walker Independence, and the supernatural prequel or spinoff, The Winchesters, were also ordered a series. So, there you go. How would you like Married with Children back on TV?
Nope.
run it back in syndication, I'd watch it, but I don't want to see it back.
Well, you're getting the entire original cast is back. Katie, Ed O'Neill, Christina Applegate, and David Faustino. It's going to be animated. An animated series. Sony Pictures, which owns and distributes the original, has been working on this for over a year. Closed deal with all the stars, so everybody's locked in. It's unclear where it's going to end up, but it looks like Fox, Hulu, and Peacock are the front runners. So
animated, huh?
Yeah. I'm guessing we won't get the old Al Bundy fat jokes.
We're not going to get any of that.
Come in and start stomping in the shoe store, and he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, you're going to fall through the floor. Yeah, I'm guessing that's not going to happen.
Yeah, we're not getting any of that.
No. Last thing for TV news. Norm Macdonald, the late great.
He's back.
Is going to have a posthumous Netflix comedy special. His sister-in-law, they did a Celebrating Norm event a couple weeks ago in Los Angeles, and Netflix announced that Norm did... He recorded a special in his apartment during lockdown and wanted it recorded just in case health things went south, because I think he kind of knew. Netflix has purchased and will be releasing it this year. So I no longer have Netflix, but I will find a way to watch that.
I don't know if I want to watch it or not. It feels weird.
It's weird, but I'm still going to watch it just to see the last thing Norm has. So I'm sure there will be poignant parts and hilarity. So, all right, let's go to movie news this week. A comic book that was co-created and co-written by the late WWE superstar Shad Gaspard has been picked up for development as a film. State Street Pictures has optioned Assassin and Son, comic book for development as a movie. The comic was created by Shad and Mark Capani. Wrestling fans probably know him better as Muhammad Hassan. They got together and created this comic book, and it's now going to be turned into a movie. So that's cool. Give Shad's family some money. So that's very cool. Sam Raimi's been going around doing press for Doctor Strange. And he kind of let something slip out. And you never know if it's an intentional leak or just Sam being Sam. How about a Darkman sequel?
Man, would that work?
I think so. Because remember, he had the masks. He could be anybody.
Yeah, but could you get Liam Neeson to do it?
Well, they don't know if it's Liam Neeson coming back. According to Raimi, the project has a producer attached already. I haven't heard the story yet or gone into it. I've been busy with Doctor Strange, but I think it's cool. As for whether Liam Neeson might return, Raimi said, I don't know if he'd do it, but it would be incredible. Considering Liam Neeson does a bunch of crap movies now, might as well try this one. Do a good one.
Do a good crap movie.
Exactly. Do you know actor James Cromwell?
Yes.
The farmer from Babe?
Yes.
Well, apparently he's one of these big vegan eco nuts.
Because he's got all the time in the world and money. Money, yes. And time. That's what he's got.
Well, he super glued himself to a Starbucks counter. This almost made true false, by the way.
You know, being an eco guy... What kind of super glue did he use?
That's a good question. Was it environmentally friendly? Well, he was doing this in protest because Starbucks charges extra for using vegan milk. Which, that right there, vegan milk, is kind of like jumbo shrimp. The two words don't go together?
Sure.
So, yeah, so he's retarded. He's just retarded.
That'll do, pig.
Yeah, that'll do.
That'll do.
Yeah.
That'll do, James.
We have Dune 2 casting. Florence Pugh from, Black Widow, will be playing the Emperor's daughter, Princess Orlan. Austin Butler, who's the new Elvis and Baz Luhrmann's pick, will be the villainous Fed Rautha. And Vince, guess who gets to play the Emperor?
I don't know who.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah, maybe.
I think just for shits and giggles, that's interesting. Put your hands up or I'll shoot. No. What do you mean, no?
Doom 2, no. Huh?
He's just so quirky that it could work. How about a sequel that nobody asked for?
Fucking, you're naming a bunch of them off.
Spinal Tap 2.
Why?
I wish I had an answer.
Is that the name of it?
As of right now, it is Spinal Tap 2. Yes, Castle Rock Entertainment, which was recently relaunched, is producing. Rob Reiner is back, so right there, commie to commie. Will be reprising his role as Marty DeBurgi, and he will be directing. Michael McKean, Harry Shearer, and Christopher Guest are back, so the band's back. The plot, apparently, Ian Faith, who was their manager, passed away. In reality, the actor passed away. And his widow inherited a contract that said Spinal Tap owed one more concert. She basically is going to sue them if they didn't do the concert all these years. Bad blood later, they get thrown back together and forced to deal with each other and do one final concert. Aren't they in their late 70s?
Well,
it's almost going to be a Rolling Stones documentary.
You can't do a Mighty Wind 2 or Best of Show 2, right?
Right, yeah. You got to do Spinal Tap, yeah. Last thing for movie news this week. Sad news here. Fred Ward passed away. Best known for such films such as Remo Williams, Tremors. He played Gus Grissom in The Right Stuff, which is phenomenal work. Passed away was 79 last Sunday. No cause of death or place was disclosed as per the family's wishes. So that sucks, but go back and watch Tremors and Right Stuff, man, and Remo. Those are old great movies.
Yeah, Remo Williams is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Blind Fury. Blind Fury is a good movie, too.
Yeah, Rutger Hauer.
Just watch them back to back.
Yeah. All right, let's move to comic book news, and we continue with the sad news, but we knew this one was coming. The legendary comic book artist George Perez did pass away since we've last recorded. Passed away peacefully at his home with his wife and family by his side. He was not in pain. We knew he had cancer. So that sucks. Go read Crisis. Go read Teen Titans. All his good work. That one sucks for comic fans. So the only other thing I have for comic book news this week, it was a note to a fan on a Facebook page that did it. It was about an upcoming Conan cover by Esad Ribic that he announced would be his last, because apparently Marvel no longer owns the rights to Conan, because in Europe, Conan has now become public domain. And since Marvel is a worldwide publisher, they can't, if it's public domain, they can still do Conan stuff, but they can't keep it for themselves, basically. So it looks like the Conan series in Marvel will be coming to an end shortly.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good. Good for them.
Yeah. Your recommendations for books that came out last couple weeks. Transformers Last Bot Standing, issue 1. Spawn, issue 329. G.I. Joe, 292. Justice League versus the Legion of Superheroes, Issue 3, Transformers Beast Wars, Issue 15, and Ninja Turtles, Issue 128. So, all right, let's go to wrestling news this week. There were rumors came out that Vice had canceled Dark Side of the Ring. The very next day after those rumors hit the dirt sheets and everything, Vice made a statement saying they are committed as ever to both Dark Side of the Ring and the wider Dark Side franchise, saying, we've heard some rumors flying about season 4 of Dark Side of the Ring. We are committed as ever to both the series and the broader franchise. Evan and Jason, the producers, are hard at work making more content that we know our fans of the series will love. Stay tuned. So Dark Side is coming back. And actually, the producers went on Twitter asking fans, what stories do you want to see in season 4? So, there you go. Dark Side is coming back. So that's
all
good.
Of them.
Yeah, that's, boy, they need to hit the Ring Boy scandal. The old WWF Ring Boy scandal. That would be a good one. Oof.
What was that?
From what I remember, bits and pieces of, was basically young ring boys getting, let's say, taken advantage of by some wrestlers, and then it being covered up.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. I mean, hell, you could throw a Chris Candido, Tammy Sitch episode in there. We've got her coming up here in a minute, so, yeah.
Yeah, but the ring boy scandals, you know.
Yeah.
That's normal fucking Hollywood shit, you know?
Right. Looks like we're getting a new AEW show coming to TBS. A survey from Warner Media went out to some viewers asking for input on a new behind-the-scenes wrestling series. Some of the names suggested were AEW Friends and Enemies, Fight to the Finish, To the Mat, Road to the Belt, and On the Ropes. So it looks like this is going to be a behind-the-scenes type show. So looks like Warner Media is still very much all in on AEW, which is very good. So, but speaking of AEW, they have been dealt a lawsuit similar to one that WWE had to settle a couple years ago. This is a class action lawsuit alleging that AEW has denied equal access to their AEW shop website. Luigi Abreu, the plaintiff, claims that AEW has violated the Americans with Disabilities Act with its merchandise website. He is blind, or visually impaired and legally blind, who requires screen reading software to read website content. The lawsuit is saying that the website is not equally accessible to blind and visually impaired customers, and therefore is in violation of the Disabilities Act. He pulled this shit with WWE a couple years ago, and they settled out of court. For an undisclosed amount of money. Really seems like this is another money grab, but there you go. So this
guy just looks for shit.
That's the way it seems. Well, being blind, he can't really look for shit.
No pun intended.
Jokes. 2 weeks worth of this shit.
Yeah, that's great.
So
a shyster blind guy.
Yeah. Didn't see that coming. WWE did their investors call. Stephanie McMahon came out and said that there is a WWE role-playing game coming out. Ooh, said nobody.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ, we can't even get Robotech back, and they're going to make a WWE game.
I'm going to play John Cena and cast Invisibility.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
I won, so there you go. But WWE did report their revenue for the last quarter of $333.4 million, an increase of 27%. It easily beat analyst expectations. They were expecting $325 million. Stock price jumped through the roof. Just keep firing people and taking that Saudi money and drive the stock price up and then sell that some bitch to Disney. So there you go.
That's how it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's going to happen. So, we have an update about AEW's Darius Martin. We knew he was out with some type of injury, and the picture, he looked very beat up. We know now what happened. According to Malachi Black was on a podcast and put it in, and just kind of let it out that Darius was involved in a major car accident. Saying he had a really nasty car accident, and he's out for like 6 to 9 months. So, had just come back from being out for almost a year with an ACL injury. wrestled a handful of matches on TV and then gets in a car wreck. So,
like you do.
Like you do. Fucking Sonny. Here we go. Tammy Sitch, a.k.a. Sonny, has been arrested in relation to the fatal car accident from March. She was arrested in Ormond Beach, Florida on 9 charges, including DUI that caused the death of a person. That's DUI manslaughter. Driving with suspended or revoked license causing death. 7 counts of DUI causing damage to person or property. She faces up to 30 years in prison. Her bond was originally $200,000, but then the bond was revoked. She's just sitting in jail until the trial. So,
damn.
Apparently, she was 3 times the legal limit.
That bitch is fucked up.
Yes. Last thing for wrestling news, and this is kind of sad here. Virgil, remember him from the Million Dollar Man and all that, announced this week that he is suffering from stage 2 colon cancer. So. Yeah, that sucks.
No, it does suck. Damn.
Yeah. All right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, I actually have a video game news I'll start with, let you get ready here. Take over. Following the successful launch of WWE 2K22, there was reports that, hey, they're going to leave 2K. Maybe they won't. Maybe they will. It's being reported that they're staying with 2K for at least one more game. Apparently, this is going to be a short-term deal. You know, the 22 is sold good. We're giving you one more. If 23 sells good, I think it's going to be a one-year contract going forward. So, here you go. So, 2K23 will be the next game.
That's nice.
2K22, from the people I've seen play it and stuff, seems okay. So. Yeah,
the 2K games aren't awful.
Yeah. All right, that's all I got.
Are you ready?
Are you ready, kids?
Are you ready, kids? You remember when all those video games sold for a huge ton of money? Like the old ones in, you know, plastic and whatnot?
Oh, the vintage? Yeah.
A lawsuit against video game grading service Wata alleges manipulation of retro game prices.
Oh, fixing the market, huh?
That's what it sounds like. As reported by VGC, collectible game grading service WADA is facing a class action lawsuit over allegedly conspiring with Heritage Auctions to pump up the value of rare video games. WADA and Heritage both deny any wrongdoing.
They're not going to admit they did it. Come on.
Well, and for a breakdown here, between 2019 and the end of 2021, WADA graded games sold through Heritage Auctions. A bunch of them broke records. February 2019, Super Mario Brothers. I'm assuming it was in the box with the plastic. You know,
right?
100,000. July of 2020, Super Mario Brothers, 114,000. Super Mario 3, 156,000. Super Mario Brothers in 2021, 660,000. Last July, The Legend of Zelda, 870,000. And then Super Mario 64, 1.56 million. That was last July also.
God damn, nerds with money. Holy shit.
Well, and that's what they're saying. They're like, I've got these games.
Yeah.
I mean, I have got all of these games, so what's so goddamn special about them? I think that's what they're really going after.
Duck Hunt hasn't gotten blown in it.
Right. And I think that's what they're really trying to sue him for. Like, come on, you guys.
Yeah, you're inflating.
You're clearly inflating it.
Fuck, you work for the Fed?
Well,
that's a good joke. I don't care who you are.
No, I loved it. Rogue Legacy 2 came out. Apparently, it's pretty good. Let's see. Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga came out.
The Palpatine Saga? 4th.
No, apparently it's pretty good.
Hmm.
Let's see what else. There was another game that came out that I'm trying to find. Weird West. It's a action RPG.
Hmm.
Go pick it up. Last thing I've got apparently those are all old. FIFA video game to disappear as EA Sports partnership ends. The FIFA video game will be disappearing after the maker failed to strike a new licensing deal. Instead, EA Sports FC will be introduced in 2023. EA has been producing a FIFA game for around three decades now. So, and if you've got PlayStation Plus, you can download FIFA 2022 right now for free.
For free. Get the last one while you can. EA makes a has made a shit ton of money off the FIFA license.
Yeah, so. It's Mbappe on the cover. He plays for Paris SG, by the way. I don't know anything about soccer. Don't know, but fuck, I watched the fuck out of it.
Is it a real sport?
It's, dude, I tell you what. God bless Timmy, but I will sit there and drink and watch this shit, and it's great.
I'll do the same with curling. That doesn't mean it's, you know, highly athletic. I mean, shit. I'll sit there and watch drunk guys throw darts. I don't mean it's sport. It just means it's fun to watch.
Don't be like that. You know, I got there. We what was on? I think one of the cups was on or something. And I hit up Ricky.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you watching this? He's like, no, I don't watch it. Like the one English guy I talk to. It doesn't watch it. I'm like, dude, I'm drinking beer and watching this. You watch this? No. What?
He's like, I'm watching the Reds game. What the fuck are you talking about? It's 6-4, bottom of the seventh. What
the... Yeah, you're supposed to be the American here. Why aren't you watching this shit?
Yeah. Got our nationalities flip-flopped.
That's all I got, bud.
All right, let's go into music news. Well, Dolly Parton didn't get her wish. Well, she's likely to be happy anyway. The superstar will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in November.
Stupid.
Her, along with Duran Duran, Pat Benatar, Lionel Richie, The Eurythmics, Carly Simon, and Eminem in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No Soundgarden.
No Soundgarden. Also selected for enshrinement were producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, singers Harry Belafonte and Elizabeth Cotton, and executives Sylvia Robinson, Alan Grubman, and Jimmy Iovine.
You know, when I think rock and roll, Harry Belafonte is the one that just, it's the go-to.
Harry Belafonte and Eminem. I mean, if that's not playing in front of a quarter of a billion people in fucking Moscow with Metallica, nothing is, you know what I'm saying?
It goes back to the Jethro Tull Metallica thing.
Yes.
That's exactly what this reminds me of. And the best metal performance goes to Jethro Tull. And here to accept the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame award goes to Dolly Parton.
Yeah. I love Dolly. Do not get me mistaken on that. Love Dolly Parton. Not rock and roll.
Not rock and roll.
Just,
I don't understand. The MC5 are not in the goddamn Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
This
are
is
they?
Like Tom Brady being inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Hold on.
Great athlete, wrong sport. Get it?
Hall of Fame. Hold on. Don't get giggity. Hold on. Oh, see, now I can't find it. I'm trying to look for who's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, that list is amazing. Yeah. People not in Soundgarden.
Okay, this is 2021. Bad Company. BTO. I'm just going through here. All right.
BTO's not in?
Grant Funk. Joe Walsh. Kansas isn't in. The Smiths, Soundgarden, Sting, Styx, Thin Lizzy. Yeah.
Wow.
Jimmy Buffett. Boston?
Boston's not in?
Blue Oyster Cult is not in.
But Eminem is.
I don't. Here's a list of 100. Wait.
Can we blow up Cleveland? Will anybody miss it?
Yeah, I don't. Did I say the Guess Who?
No, you didn't. Jesus Christ. Wow.
Like, I. Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden's not in.
Motley Crue. Joe Cocker.
John Belushi as John Cocker. Joe Cocker. Yeah, that's... Come on now. All right, moving on here before we just start listing everybody. We have a passing. Mickey Gilley passed away.
Who? Mickey who?
Mickey Gilley.
Mickey Gilley, okay.
Country star of 70s and 80s. The mayor of the town he lived in actually announced it on their Facebook page. The singer went on to found the world's biggest honky-tonk. The mayor of Pasadena, Texas, broke the news, according to the city's official Facebook page. Mickey was a true musical talent who charted 42 singles and was a top 40 country artist over 20 years. Exact circumstances of death were not revealed. I believe Urban Cowboy, the movie, was based on Gilley's Honky Tonk.
Really?
Yes. And it's weird because a couple weeks ago, like, I was flipping channels and an old American Pickers was on. And Mickey Gilley was on there selling off some of the stuff from Gilley's to him. So it's just weird coincidental timing. And yeah. We have an update, a sad update to the Naomi Judd story. According to her daughter, Ashley, Naomi died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
I said that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but she confirmed it. So
that's not good.
No.
Why?
They're saying the depression and mental illness. So,
yeah. The richest bitch in the planet.
Yeah.
Probably tons of land. Where they live? Tennessee somewhere?
Yeah.
Beautiful landscapes. Bitch could have just hid in the fucking woods.
Well, apparently she was and had been for years and still got her.
So. Jesus Christ, man.
Rapper Young Thug, because of course that's his name, was one of 28 people indicted on Monday in Georgia on conspiracy to violate the state's RICO Act and street gang charges. So now they're starting to get rappers on RICO charges.
Hell yeah.
That's hilarious. We have another sad passing here. Trevor Strand, lead vocalist of Black Dahlia Murder, passed away this week at the age of 41. The bandmates confirmed his death on social media. No cause of death was provided, but the surviving members did share the contact information to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
Another one?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, goddamn. Last thing for music news this week. Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, Billie Eilish, Selena Gomez, Olivia Rodrigo, Megan Thee Stallion, Shawn Mendes, and Halsey are among 160 artists who have signed their names to Planned Parenthood's Bans Off Our Bodies campaign. This was a full-page ad in the New York Times. This is about the Roe versus Wade thing, and we'll talk about that here in a bit. But
I don't know how you cunts feel about this, but you don't get to kill your kids anymore.
We'll talk about that here in a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Roe versus Wade isn't even about abortion, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Save it for the second half.
Save it for the second half.
We're going to go into halftime, get recharged, and come out fucking swinging. So, but it's time for true false. Pick the fake story. Nobody got the last one we did. That was the legal immigrants suing because illegals are getting all their shit for free.
Like baby formula?
Yeah, that's coming up. Also, you know what else is coming up, Vince?
What?
The next installment of the Corn Pop Saga.
Oh, shit. I forgot.
There's another one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, coming up. But here's this week's Pick the Fake Story, social media, Facebook group, thread. Tell me which one of these you think is the fake story, and you too can win absolutely nothing. Vince, are you ready, sir?
I am ready. Let's do this.
Story number one. Calling a man bald in the workplace in the United Kingdom now falls within the preview of sexual harassment, according to according to an employment tribunal in England. Story number two. Soccer team Lyon has apparently banished or demoted one of their players after he was caught farting in the locker room and laughing about it. Story number three. A biotech firm in China has come up with an implantable microchip that they say helps cure baldness by stimulating the scalp with small electrical currents. So which is the fake story? Calling a man bald is sexual harassment in England? Fart in a locker room, you get demoted? Or microchip that helps cure baldness? Like I said, social media, tell me which one you think is the fake story, and you can win nothing.
And like it.
And like it. And with that, it's time for Song of the Week. I'm going to play a little Land and Ammo, plug our friends. And when we come back, we're going to try to narrow it down to our top 10 celebrities that you want to shoot into space.
Want to incinerate the banks and the Fed? No longer believe in their idioms. Keep printing money, keep the working man blind. That's why I'm a miner in a gold mine. That's why I'm a miner in a gold mine. For its own eyes gone blind, can't see where it's gone. Charlie Munger says fiat to zero. Land and ammo, land and ammo, land and ammo, land and ammo. Society keeps on collapsing, but I've been learning to tap dance, darling. Inflation projected to bury us alive. That's why I'm a miner in a gold mine. That's why I'm
Oopsie Panda, and I'm here to talk about the smartest man I know, Handsome Dan Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart. After nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes you on a trip through Dan's personal cassette to the albums that shape his musical taste. And the Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Horns up, everyone. When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure every Friday to check out Radioactive Metal. Radioactive Metal is one of the longest-running podcasts on the interweb, and every week we bring you a fist full of metal, including interviews with all your favorite artists, discuss all the metal news, and feature the best tunes on the air today. So grab a Lemmy, join your cool Uncle Snowy, and co-host Aaron in the pit. What's up, wrestling fans? You want something awesome? Check out Wrestling Night in Canada here on the Shining Wizards Network. We're three Canadian metalheads uniting for the love of pro wrestling. Every episode we go over all the latest news and special events with the odd unique interview as well. So grab a cold one and check out Wrestling Night in Canada, eh?
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag Join the Mark Order, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years, but when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Mm.
Time for our top 10 list this week. Celebrities you want to shoot into space. Just get rid of them. Caveat this with yes, all of them.
Yeah, all of them. This is hard. This is like the worst list ever.
Elizabeth suggested this one.
Oh, thanks.
So, all right, Vince, number 10.
John Cusack.
Oh,
he's on
him. My list.
I used to love him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the hell happened. Well, I do either. Hollywood, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, it's...
Yeah.
One of those things, so... Yeah. My number 10 here. For crimes against humanity. Kevin Smith.
Yeah, no shit. Another guy. You, used to love him.
Used to love him, but now it's... Clerks 3's done. Get on the rocket. Get out of here.
Did they release Clerks 3?
No, it's done filming and editing. They're waiting on release.
Oh.
So. Number 9.
Madonna.
Ooh, she didn't make my list, but yeah, that's...
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. My number 9, Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Just get your hat, your coat, and get the fuck out. Yeah. Number 8.
Howard Stern.
Oh, I forgot. That's a good one. Yeah, didn't make my list. Fuck, that's good.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, Jaime.
Yeah. Bald-headed bastard. My number 8, Rosie O'Donnell cosplay Kingpin, Michael Moore.
I thought you were going to say Rosie O'Donnell.
Nah, I thought about her, but can't say that. She has the gay. Oh, fuck it. Her and Michael Moore. They're the same person. Yeah. Never seen them together in the same place. So, both of them on the rocket. Number 7.
Johnny Depp.
Really?
Get the fuck out of here.
Nice.
He's a Hollywood piece of shit, too. Get the fuck out of here.
7 is where I have John Cusack. So.
Yeah.
Number 6.
Amber Heard. Get the fuck, both of you, get the fuck out of here.
Shit on the bed, you go on the rocket.
Get the fuck, both of you, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
It's true.
My number 6, Tom Morello.
Get the fuck out of here.
Red Rocket commie, get out.
Yep.
So, yeah. Number 5.
Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of him.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's a good pick, though. My number 5, Susan Sarandon.
Oh, didn't make the list, but yeah, holy shit. Yeah. Yep.
Number 4.
Naomi Judd.
She already got on the rocket?
Wait, who's her daughter?
Ashley.
Ashley, that's it. Yeah, Ashley. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Sorry. Ashley Judd. Okay. They all look the same.
Yeah, I can tell her family. So, my number 4, I'm picking her and her uncle. Give me Amy Schumer. And Uncle Chuck. So, it's a 2-for-1.
Can you do that?
It's a family deal.
Okay. 1.
See?
Ooh.
And that is the length of my Spanish knowledge.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Number 3.
Will Smith.
Oh. I almost feel sorry for him. Almost. But remember, he did come out and say, if you don't think like him, you need to go into re-education camps.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him. For real.
My number 3, Sean Penn.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I forgot about Sean Penn.
You had Madonna, I got Sean Penn. So. Yeah.
They're all going to fit, right? We could make them fit in the rocket. Right? How big is this rocket?
I almost made a joke about how do you fit a lot of people into a small space.
Wood chipper.
No, I wasn't going with that one. I was thinking more of a 40s style
Oh, doing it, but
yeah, that's kind of where my brain immediately went. So,
okay.
Number two,
Alec Baldwin.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. Trigger Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's when he blessed
guns and he kills a lady.
Yeah. We got to ban guns, motherfucker. You've killed more people than me.
Yeah.
And I want to kill more people than you.
You're one up.
Yeah. I don't like the score. I need to even the tally here. My number two, I couldn't narrow this down. This might be your number one, Vince. I got the entire cast of The View.
See, I didn't. I went one specific person.
I
you pulled
pick,
a one and went
I
crazy.
I could pick one.
I know. I'm all right with that, though.
I mean, do I go with the Mophead or do I go with Behar? Or
yeah, they all gotta go.
They all. It's a bench seat. They can all fit. It's like the back of an old Cadillac that, you know, back when cars were good. Yeah, number one.
Meryl Streep.
Ooh.
She was just number one because I just put her there. But there, the list could go on and on and on and on and on. It's not even really a top 10. It's just the 10 people that you want to get rid of.
Yeah. My number one, human potato, Sister Fist herself. Lena Dunham. Get on the fucking rocket.
Yeah.
Goodbye. All right. There's our top 10. We have some listener picks here. Everybody just said all of them. It's amazing. Roboto said short answer, all of them.
Sure.
Then he has LeBron. Kardashians and all people tied with them. Bieber, Beyonce, Ellen. There you go. The cast of The View, Maya Bialik. He says to her hosting Jeopardy, Ken Jennings is the better choice. So, Chris, come on. Chris said, oh, come on, just 10.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he did not write them all out because, well, it's a two-hour show. So, and Elizabeth finishes off here with the entire state of California. So just... Now, we have listeners in California that are good people. You need to get out of California, by the way.
California.
Quickly. Or at least go to the northern part. That way,
yeah, because it's going to be its own state here pretty soon.
Yeah, that's yeah. It really needs to be. So, all right. Thank you, everybody, for your picks. Time for listener questions, Vince. Roboto starts us off here. Would filmmakers have had a reason to make the Queen biopic movie if Wayne's World had never used Bohemian Rhapsody in the now famous scene and revived interest in Queen? In the Bohemian Rhapsody movie, should they have come full circle and at least featured the Wayne's World clip, if not reshot it? That's an interesting question. And I think that Wayne's World, very integral in the resurgence of Queen, therefore, hey, they're big, let's make a movie. I think Wayne's World's a big part of it.
Yeah, but that was 92.
Christ, how old are we?
Old.
What?
Yeah,
can I retire
old.
Yet?
Do what?
Can I retire yet? Am I that old yet?
No, not that old yet.
Son of a bitch. Oh, that's right, you're older than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, they should have at least put the clip in or something for the movie. Yeah, that's a good point there, John. Good job. Chris comes in with the next thing. I know I've said it before, but oh, good Lord, this is the cyborg thing. Chris, I'm not reading this whole thing because it's the rant of a madman that I love. But basically, he hates the DC character Cyborg because they've done it before. $6 Million Man, RoboCop, Nancy Pelosi. They've all done it. You can go on our Facebook group and read this. It is fantastic. But he really hates both Rafe Fisher and Jovian Wade. And he hates the character Cyborg. So, all right. Next
they had
question.
To have a robot.
Huh? Yeah.
They had to have the token robot.
Yeah. Next question comes in from Handsome Dan. Why the fuck does all our corned beef come from Brazil? And then he actually had pictures of different cans where it said, where he had it circled the product of Brazil.
I've never even noticed that.
It's a good question. I know that cattle raising in Brazil is a major deal. But I never noticed it either. But now that I might have to go to the store and check that out. But I have no answer, really. You would think it would come from, oh, I don't know, locally sourced, but...
Mm. Who eats corned beef anymore, though?
Corned beef and cabbage, boy. You're Irish.
No, I think he's talking about corn. No, I think he's talking about like corned beef hash in the can.
No, he's talking about actual corned beef in the can.
Yeah, it's the same. I mean, corned beef in the can is the weird pasty shit. Like the devil, you know.
Right.
The processed stuff, not actual corned beef.
Mm.
I think that's what he's talking about. We need clarification.
Yep. All right. Next thing comes in from Chris. Proofreading. What do you guys think of the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard truck? Boring. What's going on in other news? Hey, did you hear about the federal judge reduced Ghislaine Maxwell's maximum sentence by 10 years, citing as his reasoning that her multiple charges of child trafficking were, quote, repetitive? So the fact that she trafficked children over and over again is no reason for the court to be assholes about it when sentencing rolled around. It should only count as literally one count of the crime, I guess. That's funny. Nobody ever gave me a break on my repeat speeding tickets when my fast car was a cherry red 5.0 liter V8 Mustang GT. And speed limits are objectively horseshit laws. Does this mean that if I had any children bound or gagged in the trunk, I'd only have to pay one fine? Yeah, while everybody was distracted by the Johnny Depp trial, this happened, that he reduced her sentence by 10 years. Because, well, she just did it over and over. It's the same crime, but...
Yeah, I didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. How... What is it now? What's her sentence now?
I don't know, but whatever the maximum was, she got 10 years taken off. Just...
If that was anybody else.
Yeah.
I guess it pays to be a Mossad agent.
Right. Next thing from Chris here. What's your read on Elon Musk taking over as CEO of Yawn? Hey, what's this on page 87? Did you hear what Bill Gates recently said about COVID? Quote, we didn't understand that it's a fairly low mortality rate and that the disease mainly is in the elderly. It's kind of like the flu, end quote. That's kind of funny. I remember me, you guys, pretty much everyone else slightly to the right of Chairman Mao, say Bernie, including about 400 highly credentialed doctors and scientists saying exactly that repeatedly for the last 2 years. And Bill Gates leading the condescending elitist charge to silence, cancel, and destroy all of us. Are we really now going to let him say, oops, sorry, tee-hee, and not send his head over the center field fence with Louisville Slugger crowned with railroad spikes and wrapped in razor wire?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Well, it basically just the flu. That's what we fucking told you when it started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. His next thing here, did you guys see the totally not rehearsed footage of Elizabeth Warren on the warpath? See what I did there? And a god-awful pink blazer going off in the streets on a clucking, flapping, hen, angry, waspy Karen reaching for the final boss manager level at the Supreme Court leak overturning Roe v. Wade. Groan. Hey, remember when Pfizer started heavily advertising new mothers not to breastfeed for a myriad of reasons, including everything under the sun except the shots that recently were admitted they were deadlier than COVID? Do you remember when we suddenly hit a drastic shortage of baby formula that looks like it's only going to get worse in the months ahead, and Biden said the government isn't going to do anything about it, but is seeking another $40 billion for Ukraine? Do you remember when Bill Gates announced that he was in the finishing stages of bringing new synthetic breast milk and synthetic baby formula to market? You should remember, because all those things happened in the last 10 days. Pfizer, Gates, babies, chemicals... Depopulation agenda, demasculization agenda, just a nut, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that story coming up, so.
Crazy.
Yeah. His next thing, hey, how about that Warren? Yeah. Oh, what's this? Dominion actually lost their court case to silence Mike Lindell. And what's this over here? All this clippity-cloppity sounds like hooves. Sounds like a lot of hooves. Almost sounds like 2,000 mules.
I still haven't watched it yet.
I've seen clips. I haven't watched the whole thing yet, but the clips I've seen show the ballot harvesting, the ballot box stuffing, the illegal votes.
So they cheated.
Yeah.
No shots have been fired yet.
And now Newsmax won't do anything reporting on the movie or interviews with Dinesh. Fox is doing the same thing. It's almost like all the media's in on the game.
Calling me surprised.
Yeah. Next question here comes in from Roboto. I'm just talking about the actual virus here, not the whole restarting the world part, just the virus. How much longer do you think it will last?
Until they make the next one?
It's going to be around, this is my guess, it's going to be around forever. You can't, it's going to be the flu.
It's going to be the new boogeyman. As far as like people getting it?
Yeah. I think that's what he's talking about.
I don't think it's going to be. Look,
it's going to be like the flu. Some people get it, some people won't.
See, and this is the thing about this virus that everyone was like, it's man-made. It's not man-made. It's natural. It has lessened. And a lot of times when you have man-made viruses, they stay potent for a little bit, but they don't stay that bad because they go back to their basic form.
Right, the biology.
Yeah, whatever they were started off at, is that usually that's what happens. So they hit hard fast at the beginning.
And then they mutate and get weaker.
Right, exactly what it's doing now.
Yeah.
So it'll just go back to its base, whatever it was before. The cold
just like a cold or flu.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it'll be around forever because you can't unrelease it. So.
Right, well, I mean, and even then, if it's just a cold virus, then fuck, it's just going to
be annoying.
Yeah, just like it is before. But there's a bunch of other coronaviruses, so they probably used a version of a coronavirus.
Yep.
Hopped it up, made it potent, and now it's going back to the way it was before. I mean, the fucking Omicron is a walk in the park compared to the Delta.
Right.
And Delta was a walk in the park compared to Alpha, so it...
Yeah, whatever. It's getting weaker as it goes.
Yeah, it's spreading like crazy, and everybody's like, oh my god, it's spreading so fast! Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, it's a virus.
Fantastic. That's what it's doing? Great.
Did you not pay any attention in health class?
No.
Oh, okay.
They didn't. That's the issue.
No. Yeah. All right, Vince, it's time.
Oh, our best fan fiction ever.
The next in the Corn Pop series. From Chris. Deep breath.
Oh, my God. I'm so ready.
So I was descending beneath the front stoop on my lift to confront my neighbor, Mrs. Kentaji Brown Jackson. As the pistons hissed and the gears clanked into place at the bottom, I pulled the safety gate and stepped onto the girded steel walkway of the entrance tunnel. Suppressing a smile, I began to whistle a slow and low rendition of Dixie as I plodded my way towards the inner entrance. That ain't funny, Whitey, shouted a voice from deeper within the shadowy depths of my abode. Oh, I don't know, I responded as I lovingly patted the immense 50-cal repeating turrets, their twin scanners sweeping over me like iridescent holographic crimson geisha fans, verifying my identity before attracting heavily into their concrete alcoves into the stony walls to my flanks. I thought it somewhat appropriate given the situation. Whatever, she spat. She stood just a stone's throw away from me on the stretch of walkway between the bedroom DS and my podcast station tier. Her arms spread in a gesture of, what the fuck? Find what you're looking for, I asked. There ain't nobody down here, she said. What the fuck? Oh, I raised an eyebrow. Who'd you expect to find? You know damn well, she said. You wanted me to think you had Corn Pop down here, chained up some shit. Corn Pop? I asked, my tone genuinely surprised as I wadded up the little box of Corn Pops I've been snacking on and tossed it into a wastebasket nearby. Gave you that idea. Don't play games with me, White Devil, she said. I ain't in no kind of mood. Aha! I jabbed a finger at her. So you are in some kind of mood. Fuck you, she spat. Grammar Nazi ass cracker. Point is, ain't nobody down here. You're right, I said. There is somebody down here. What? She asked, stepping towards me angrily. Who? You. Bitch, you are down here. The entrance turret swung back out of the recesses, this time accompanied by four ceiling-mounted counterparts. Six blazing red beams of light danced to life on her chest, shoulders, and back. "You got out of your damn mind, Cracker." Boy, he wrote this phonetically. She shouted, her voice splitting into a panic gasp. "Can't nobody take no damn Supreme Court justice hostage?" Before she finished her sentence, I slapped the sheaf of papers into her hand. "Read the terms of my IBV, woman," I bestowed hurriedly. "You're on sovereign ground. I can Swiss cheese you with hollow points for the rest of the day, and they can't touch me." "The fuck is an IBV?" she said, thumbing through the papers, confused. I turned and strode over to the sunken living room area at the center of the bunker's main rotunda as I went on. "Yeah, I literally thought I'd found him. One of my people had a name, even an address. Still living. Right here in Scranton, if you can't believe it." "Fuck you, interdimensional being Visa, you mean you really is a thunder go—" But I cut her off. Of course, he wasn't there. In fact, nothing was there. I turned back to her sharply, leaning in. No house, no neighbors, even the street he was supposed to be living on just mysteriously didn't exist anymore. She threw down the IBV documentation. "So what's any of this got to do with me?" "Oh, come on," I said, incredulous. "I asked around. I asked everybody in the area. Nobody had any idea where he might be." She turned away. I gently reached out for her and turned her chin back to face me. "But you know where he is, don't you?" "How would I?" she said. "I don't know anything about him." "Understandable," I said. "Not uncommon in all in black community, but Chester G. Washington was a common black man. Was a common black man from a time before the Democratic welfare state destroyed the black family unit. He was engaged and loving family man, which was why he hated your good friend Lunch Bucket Joe so much." She was shaking. I went on. "And that's why I know you're full of shit. When you say you don't know him is because a man like that would definitely be involved in the life of his granddaughter."
Oh. Ho, 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 ho.
To be continued.
This shit makes me so happy. Like, I'm just sitting here all giddy just thinking about it.
He wrote that shit phonetically, and I had to read it phonetically. Chris, you are a mad scientist and genius. I'm interested to see where this next part goes, to be quite honest. All right. Next question comes in from Roboto. Holy hell. With Amazon Prime being the sole network to show the Thursday night NFL games this fall, how low do you think the NFL will let viewership fall before putting it back on a network channel? They won't. The amount of money that Amazon is paying for the rights, they don't give a damn about the ratings. Plus, Bezos, who owns Amazon, or did own, I don't know if he sold, they're looking at him to buy the Redskins. Or I don't know what the new name is, but they're always going to be the Washington Redskins. They're looking at him to be the new owner of the Redskins. So they don't want to mess up that situation. Plus, the Congress is looking into the Redskins now because apparently they were fudging money for taxes. And yeah, it's a big mess. So. Last question this week comes in from Twitter. Thoughts on the Buffalo shooting, Vince?
Honestly, I don't care.
Big shooting, they're blaming white guy, blaming sure. racism, blaming the gun.
Sure.
This thing glows so hard, you can see it from space. It looks like such a setup. But I think, he shot 9 or 10.
Killed 10.
You know what you haven't heard on the news?
Who they were?
No, in Milwaukee last night after the Milwaukee Bucks basketball game, 21 people were shot in downtown Milwaukee.
That wasn't last night. That was the night before, wasn't it?
Well, it might have been night before, night before. You didn't hear nothing about that. Oh, look at Buffalo. Look at the Whitey. Don't look over here where more than twice as many people got shot.
I don't care.
Look in Chicago where thousands of youths are running crazy in the streets.
Really, poll. There's a person on poll who posted, every time this happens, okay, say the guy who went through the parade and killed all those white people.
Yeah.
You know, the guy, the subway guy.
Yep.
You know, black guy killed a bunch of people. Their side, the left, never comes out and says thoughts and prayers or, you know, we're not like that, blah, blah, blah. Right. Nobody says that shit. They enjoy it, in fact. You know,
white guy does something.
They seem like they're completely all right with it happening.
Yeah.
At this point, I hate to be like this, but no, I don't. I'm completely apathetic to it. I don't care.
Yeah, that's sadly where I'm at.
For one, it glows in the dark.
It seems like such a setup to push a political agenda.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, he used that gun? Well, we got to ban those guns. Oh, right. He got radicalized on
4chan.
The internet? Well, we better regulate the internet.
Right.
Yep. Okay. The game is so blatant now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You sacrificed human lives to further your political agenda. That's point blank. There you go. So.
That's about where I'm at with it, guys. I don't give a shit.
Yep. Thank you, everybody, for your listener questions. Now it's time for Did You See the Stories of the Week? This is where we even go further down the peak of the roller coaster into the valley. Here we go.
I'm so excited.
Elon Musk. Oh, this Twitter thing's gotten a little interesting here. He's put his buying of Twitter on hold until an audit of how many fake accounts and bots is done. Twitter originally had told their investors that only about 5% of everybody on Twitter was bots or fake, right? But it looks like it's actually somewhere near 15%. And if that's the case, that means the board or all the people that were running Twitter committed fraud against the shareholders. Musk said he is still wants to go ahead with the acquisition, but this has put kind of a monkey wrench in everything because, hey, the price may be a lot lower now if you have been lying about how many bots and real people and users and frauding the shareholders here. Yeah, so this is going to get interesting.
Sure.
This week in, Jesus Christ, Joe Biden, quit letting this man talk. Just stop it.
Quit letting him be president.
Well, he's not really president. You know this. I know this. Even liberals know he's not running the show. Joe Biden was heard saying, "Don't jump," while taking photos Wednesday with wheelchair-bound athletes.
I got nothing. Why would he say that? Is there context I'm not taking into account here?
I saw the clip, and you don't know who he's saying it to, but he's standing on a stage filled with people in wheelchairs, and he says, "Don't jump." To where if that was me, I'd have said, "Fucking do a flip." But I'm not fucking president, and I like jokes. So
there's got to be some sort of context I'm missing here.
Probably.
It's got to be. And at that point, okay, whatever.
All right, let's get into the Roe thing. So a leaked memo came out that looks like Supreme Court's going to overturn Roe. Okay, it looks like it came from a liberal justice's, one of their staffers.
Sotomayor's staffer did it.
Yeah.
Some black guy.
This is in order to energize the base before midterms and basically shit on the Supreme Court. Gotcha.
Congratulations.
Firstly, let's go through Roe real quick and why I said it has nothing to do with abortion. The actual case, Roe versus Wade, was about a federal step in over states' rights. That the states individually could make their own laws pertaining to abortion. What Roe did was come in and say, nope, federal's going to override you. Which there's nothing in the Constitution about abortion. Not a single thing. And even Thurgood Marshall, who was on the bench at the time and was kind of leading the push on this, said himself that they legislated from the bench, which meaning the Supreme Court created a law, which they don't create laws. And even Ginsburg came out later and said, this is bad law. It needs to be overturned. Ginsburg said that it was bad law. So really, Roe versus Wade is not about abortion. It's about states' rights versus the federal government.
Right.
Okay. Now that's cleared up, but you won't hear that fucking on the news. It's abortion, abortion, abortion. No, okay. Gotcha. You're wrong. But then we have this. Joy Behar and The View. Because now it... I got a lot of shit wrote down here. Now they're protesting outside of six conservative justices' homes because a group called Friends of Ruth or something like this.
Jane's Revenge.
No, Jane's Revenge is the one that firebombed an abortion, a pro-life family center in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Friends of Ruth is the ones that actually, yeah, Ruth Sent Us is the name of the group that doxed the home addresses of the six conservative justices of the Supreme Court. Now you have riots. Alito and his family, I believe, have been moved to protective custody. It's actually against federal law to protest outside of a Supreme Court justice's home. But nobody has been arrested for breaking this federal law. I guess it depends on your political persuasion, which laws are enforced and which are not. Yeah. Friends of Ruth Sent Us doxed the homes. Chicago's mayor, Beetlejuice, tweeted out a call to arms to the gay community in response to the abortion leak, indicating that Roe could be overturned. Call to arms is literally a call to violence. Treasury Secretary Yellen came out and said that banning abortion would be, quote, very damaging to the economy, end quote. I don't understand that one. If you have more people, therefore you have more people working, which would increase job numbers, which would also increase tax revenue. Wouldn't that be good for the economy?
People buying things?
Yeah, that don't seem right. Jane's Revenge, the far-left group, has claimed responsibility for firebombing a Wisconsin pro-life pregnancy center and has said that they will continue firebombing. Wonder if the FBI is going to step in on that one. Probably not. Then you had this. The Satanic Temple is trying to argue in court that abortion is a ritual in their church and therefore is protected under freedom of religion. If only some podcast had been saying all that Moloch sacrificing your kid shit was real. Oh, that's right. We did. Now they're admitting it. Ain't that some shit?
Ain't that some shit? Canned goods and bottled water.
Land and ammo. But yeah, the actual court case itself. Roe versus Wade. And by the way, the woman. Jane Roe, right.
But I forget her real name. It was all a lie, wasn't it?
She came out 2 weeks after the court case, the Supreme Court decision, and said she lied. Because this whole had to do with her. She had said she got raped in Georgia and wanted the abortion and she couldn't get the abortion and all this. Well, it came out she lied. The attack never occurred. She just got pregnant. Actions have consequences. And she didn't want to have the child. And she couldn't get an abortion in Georgia due to that state's law. Now, any other court case, any court case where the plaintiff comes out later and says, yeah, I made the whole shit up. Guess what? That entire case would get thrown out of court. Any decision would be immediately reversed. But not this one. So yeah, it's Roe versus Wade is not an abortion case. It's a state's right case. So
Even then, I don't care. Good. You can't kill your kids anymore. You're a bunch of fucking cunts. I don't know. That's it. That's my opinion on it. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. Stay mad, bitch.
All right. Moving on to the next thing.
Yeah. We're going to get really angry.
Yeah. Hey, it's the thing Chris mentioned here. A North Carolina startup company called BioMilk is now making what they call a nutritionally comparable alternative to human breast milk. Except this isn't produced in a mammary gland. This is in a bioreactor. By the way, this company is heavily invested in by, you guessed it, Bill Gates. Meanwhile, formula shortages all across the world except on America's southern border, where all the illegals are coming through. The Biden administration has shipped pallets and pallets of baby formula to stock those shelves down there for the illegals crossing the border with children. Didn't we say something about this like 3-4 months ago that there were shortages, like Walgreens was limiting customers to like 2 cans
in like
a
February.
Month or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, just And now Bill Gates has got this company, BioMilk, to make fake formula for your kids, fake breast milk.
It's all right. Just fucking eat the bugs, boy.
Yeah, just All right, moving on before. Yeah, just come on, you big fucking comet. I'll tease you, you goddamn comet. You come get me. I swear to God. You ain't got the hair on your ass.
You ain't got a hair on your ass. You don't come and get us.
After the state of Texas, now Arizona has begun shipping illegals in buses to D.C. let's see. The Biden administration is now... Jesus fucking hell and a fucking Christ on a crutch. The Biden administration is considering asylum for criminals from other countries who have mental health issues.
Durka, durka.
So now not only are we letting or admitting that we're letting in criminals, we're letting in the crazy criminals and granting them asylum. What?
I think they're trying to destabilize the country.
Oh, you think?
I think that's... I think there's a lot of money involved with trying to get rid of America and then make it a big corporate...
Yep.
Yeah.
Biden's new disinformation czar, this bitch that's going to run the Ministry of Truth unless somebody has the balls and shuts it down, came out and said that if you have a blue check mark on your Twitter thing, that you should be allowed to edit other people's tweets. Sorry, what?
Why are you on fucking Twitter?
Well, that's...
Fucking leave. You're a narcissist if you use Facebook or Twitter. You really are. Who gives a fuck what people think?
Hey, you like paying high gas prices?
And how?
Well, the Biden regime this week canceled one of the most high-profile oil and gas lease opportunities that was pending before the Department of Interior. Yeah, we're just canceling that. We're not going to let you drill. We're happy paying $5, $6 a gallon, $7 for diesel. Destabilization. Collapse incoming. Let's see. The U.S. Court of Appeals has ruled that California's ban on the sale of semi-automatic weapons to people under 21 is unconstitutional. Hey, they fucking got one right.
Holy shit.
It's weird. You could have been 18 and sign up, you know, go army and get an M4 and kill people for the government, but you can't come, if you're 18, you can't buy the civilian version in California. But the U.S. Court of Appeals said, yeah, you fucking can.
Well, if you're 18, you can go fight and die for your country, but you can't go buy a beer.
Yeah, exactly. The U.N., quietly this last week, very, very quietly, announced that Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and the UN have signed an agreement to, quote, accelerate Agenda 2030. By the way, Agenda 2030, the other name for the Great Reset.
Yeah, it's fucked up. They know they fucked up. We got to hurry it up.
That's exactly it.
Good luck.
COVID didn't work as planned. Fuck. Now we got to, now overdrive. Yep. All right. This next thing actually was reported by Vice. So the fact that Vice even reported this is amazing. This has to do with CDC and Pfizer's testing of their shot for pregnant women. 90% of the women lost their children.
How real is that?
CDC documents obtained by Motherboard documents also show that the CDC used COVID as a reason to CDC had bought tracing. They bought your tracking. They tracked your phone. The CDC used your tax money to track you. The Pfizer data dump here: 270 pregnant women were tested. 238 went AWOL. Of the 32 remaining, only one had a live birth.
That's not
others
scary
were
at
various
all.
Cases of quote spontaneous abortion and fetal death.
Pfizer.
Yep.
Better get your shot. Better get that fourth shot.
That came out in their data dump. Remember the court said they have to release all their paperwork and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that came out this week.
15% effectiveness too.
Yeah. Not the 85-90 that they told you. The Fauci told you.
The Gates. And now you probably got VADs now.
Yeah. The FDA announced this week that it is restricting the use of the Johnson & Johnson shot to adults because of, get this, blood clots. Well, I'm glad we haven't been saying that for over a fucking year now. Oh, but we're conspiracy theory. Just give it time. All these fucking conspiracy theories you keep saying we are putting out there seem to be true.
Spoilers.
Yes, they're just spoilers. There's now places in New Zealand that are putting out signs saying they do not hire those that have not had their shots, telling them to go home. Almost like it's part of a plan. And dozens of people have reported rebounding COVID symptoms after taking Paxlovid. That's Pfizer's ivermectin pill, by the way.
Yeah, but it's not a protease inhibitor, though.
Yeah.
It's just a antiviral. It's not a protease inhibitor.
Right.
Yeah, it's not their ivermectin. I mean, I guess people were calling it Pfizer-mectin because they thought it was going to be a protease inhibitor.
But it's not.
It's not.
You're right.
Fucking stupid.
But they're getting rebound COVID symptoms.
Yeah, no shit. And worse.
You're believing anything that comes from Pfizer and Moderna.
Yeah, you believe the government. You're dumb.
That's amen.
Jesus Christ. When the fuck? I grew up in the 90s, man. Everybody was like, don't trust the government.
Right.
Everybody.
Remember, it was all the hippies.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, hate the man. Don't trust the government.
Yeah.
Now they're the government.
The same fucking hippies now?
Are the government.
Are the ones saying, oh, yeah, we should trust the government.
Well, you better fucking believe us. We're the government.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Are you fucking stupid?
Yeah.
Oh, because speaking the liberals are, that's why you trust them. Okay.
Okay, gotcha.
That makes no fucking sense, but whatever.
Speaking of our retarded government. Skeletor went to Ukraine, kids. She met with that actor that pretends he's the president over there and pledged even more help from the United States. Then you had later in the week, a group of U.S. senators, including Mitch McConnell, went there and visited him as well. It's so crazy over there that not only did Justin Trudeau, who's apparently scared of loud truck horns and even toured the battle-ravaged country, he went there over there, but you too. Bono and the Edge went over there to play a little concert in the middle of a war zone.
Hmm? And Putin didn't start shelling the fuck out of it while they were all there.
Oh, by the way, in all the photo ops, Trudeau, Pelosi, McConnell, none of the senators, none of the Bono, Edge, nobody was wearing flak jackets, vests, nothing. Everybody was just in their normal clothes. But yet you're telling me this horrendous war is going on. Do I believe some shit's going on? Yeah. Do I believe it's a Slavic civil war? Yeah. Do I believe they're trying to pull the rest of the world into fucking World War III? Yep.
Yeah, but even then.
Yeah.
Why didn't Putin fucking bomb the fuck out of them? He didn't know that they were going to be there? Bullshit.
Right.
He doesn't have operatives over there? Bullshit. It's so bad. It's so awful.
It's so horrible.
It's, oh my God. And then
stand with the cranes.
Fucking you too.
Yeah. If anything is, if Pelosi doesn't warrant a shelling, fucking Bono? Come on now, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Send in Corn Pop and his granddaughter.
Dude, I'm telling.
The U.S. House, fucking hell. U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill this week to send another $40 billion to Ukraine of your tax money. That bill is currently being held up in the Senate by, I believe, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Rand Paul.
It's just Rand Paul, I believe.
Is it now just Rand Paul?
Yeah. Well, of course, Rand Paul's the only American up there.
Thankfully, my local senator.
Everybody's like, oh, fucking Rand Paul, he's not an American. I'm like, yeah, dude, he's like the only American.
Yeah, he's the only one saying, no, the fuck's going on at home? You're wanting to send 40, how many bottles, how many packages of baby formula would $40 billion buy?
Right. Fucking everybody's out of work. Nobody can afford gas. Yeah, just give them more money.
Yeah. Last thing that just came out this morning, both Finland and Sweden will both apply to become members of NATO. By the way, that was Putin's last. Please don't prod me.
Why? Thing. What's he going to do? What's he going to do?
At this point,
I don't believe a goddamn thing this fucker is going to do.
At this point, send the nukes. I dare you.
He won't. He won't. He had all the opportunity in the world to blow up every motherfucker in America over there now. And he didn't fucking do it. They ain't doing shit. There ain't no war going on. There ain't shit going on. It's a money laundering fucking scam is what it is.
It's a money scam.
It's a fucking scam. And if you motherfuckers don't see it, then I got
Are we up to almost $200 billion?
Yeah. Yeah.
A fifth of $1 trillion.
Yeah. For one goddamn country in the middle of Eastern Europe that don't do shit for us.
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
If you can't look at that and go, something's not right.
Yeah, it's like all that money we give to fucking Israel.
I mean, whatever. You can argue, okay, Israel gives us a strategic hold in the Middle East. Okay,
do they?
Whatever. No, but I'm just saying for argument's sake. Ukraine don't give a shit. Yeah. We already have bases in Finland. We have bases in fucking Russia. I mean, Turkey, we have footholds all over the world, but you're telling me Ukraine right there just happens to be so special. Why? I have my thoughts, and it has to do with money laundering. But
yeah, that's it. It's a fucking money moving scheme.
Yep.
We can't tell me no goddamn different. I bet Putin's in on it too. Hey, you want to make some money?
Yeah. At this point, I'm thinking they're all in on it. So, you got any final thoughts for this week?
Keep your stick on the ice. When the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. Ask yourself, what would Henry Bowman do? And comment, I fucking dare you. Come on.
You ain't got a hair on your ass, motherfucker.